What was good? I'm back. Yours truly, the one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, aka Triple P, aka the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, sport events, and much more. I'm going to react to Taylor Lorenz meltdown over Elon Musk, unbanning almost all accounts on Twitter, and nuking Antifa on Twitter. But before we do, let's give you a word from Promo Palace.
Are you a musician looking for music marketing and promotion? Then look no further than Promo Palace LLC, your one-stop shop for all music promotion services. Services include Spotify playlist pitching, YouTube video promotion, record pull promotion, blog placements, radio airplay promotion, SoundCloud promotion, and much more. With over 2,000 customers and over 10 years of experience in online promotion, Promo Palace LLC is a company you can trust. For more info, please go to promopalace.biz. See you there.
That's right. That's right. You heard the beautiful lady. If you need online marketing promotions, please check us out at promopalace.biz. One-stop shop for all marketing promotions. Also, we have the new little apparel on there as well for all you dog lovers and cat lovers. Go to promopals.biz, click merchandise, and you will see the t-shirts, the hoodies, and much, much more from the new little apparel. All right, so let's get into it.
You feel like any little piece of information that gets out on you will be used by the worst people on the internet to destroy your life. And it's so isolating.
And terrifying.
It's horrifying. I'm so sorry.
You're fine. It's overwhelming.
It's really hard.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy.
Wow.
These people on the left, man, they're losing their minds. Once again,
I need to go grab some tissue.
They could even enjoy a day of Thanksgiving with their friends and family without getting upset over Elon Musk and what he's doing on his platform, Twitter, which is a private company, by the way. Okay, these are the same people that told us when Twitter was ran by communists. They said, look, it's a private platform. Stop complaining. You just have to deal with it. Suck it up. And they also told us that overt censorship against the right did not exist.
censorship was
not biased against the right. It was a conspiracy theory. It was all made up. They also claimed that there were no bots on the platform as well, too. That the bots weren't an issue. Now, all of a sudden, after Elon Musk takes over the platform, all of that stuff goes out the window. Right? All that stuff goes out the window. Now, it doesn't matter
hypocrites.
If Twitter's a private platform. Elon Musk apparently can't do what he wants. Apparently, Elon Musk has revealed that the censorship on the platform was overtly against conservatives. That was not a conspiracy theory. And
facts.
Also, now, apparently, the platform is full of bots. Now that Elon Musk is using democracy, which the left claims they love, in order to decide whether or not to unban accounts that have been wrongly unbanned in the first place, like President Trump's account and a whole bunch of other people who happen to be on the right, who happen to be on the conservative end of the spectrum. All the things that the left preached about, all the things they claim they believed in, again, it kind of just went out the window. And
go figure.
We have a meltdown that I want to talk about here from the internet hall monitor, Taylor Lorenz, who you guys should be familiar with. I mean, she is going on a crusade against libs of TikTok. She is the crybaby of the internet because she wants free speech only for the left, and she wants to censor free speech for the right. And if you don't censor free speech against the right, against people who disagree with her politically, then apparently you are anti-free speech, according to her in her latest meltdown in response to Elon Musk announcing that he's going to revive a ton of banned accounts in what he calls a general amnesty of accounts on Twitter that have been banned, that have not committed any laws or posted anything like, for example, child exploitation. Take a look.
You've been talking to Twitter employees or former Twitter employees, I believe. What have they been saying to you?
Well, a lot of former Twitter employees are just grateful to be out of there. You know, they're really disappointed. Twitter,
before, we're good to have them
really
gone too.
Positive and open culture and one of free speech and transparency. And
what?
You know, when Jack Dorsey, the former CEO, was the leader, there was this notion that sort of anyone in the company could raise an idea or challenge, you know, each other to make the product better. And now we just have this complete backslide and sort of 180 turn. So
hold
a
up.
Lot of people are
just so y'all know, she just told complete freaking lies. Everything that just came out of her mouth was bullshit, horseshit, all lies. But let's keep it moving.
Basically glad to be out and happy to take the 3-month severance.
And of course, a massive free speech advocate that Elon Musk is. What changes has he made so far to the way that Twitter works in terms of free speech?
That fake ass smile she got.
Well, there's absolutely nothing about Elon Musk that's a free speech advocate.
What?
I mean, he's just notoriously been super anti-free speech over the years.
Once again, more lies. Damn, I mean, if she keeps lying, I'm going to have to keep pausing because, like, this is the common sense, the honest podcast over here. Like, you can't spew lie after lie after lie over here.
Down on anybody that speaks out against him. You know, he's intimidated journalists, he's intimidated whistleblowers.
Lies.
And now you see him on Twitter once again, just cracking down super hard on any sort of open expression and free speech.
Lies.
Just today he said that any posts that were deemed negative, without even explaining what that means, would be throttled. And
hold up. So like Twitter explained before, like Twitter ever explained anything before? Like this is such a double standard hypocrisy, such horse shit.
And basically impossible to find on Twitter. So, you know, he will really go to insane lengths to silence people and
oh my
to
gosh.
Kind of get them to shut up.
Lies.
So strange,
lies.
Before he bought Twitter, he talked about, didn't he, allowing people to say what they wanted to say. He tweeted, free the bird. I mean, what's changed, do you think, from
fake
what
ass
he was
smile.
Saying before to what you're saying the reality looks like now?
Well, this is always who Elon has been, right? Elon has never, ever supported free speech in
what?
Terms of, you know, any at any of his companies. I mean, look at the way that he attacked Tesla employees that spoke out or others on Twitter. You know, he has always sort of been my way or the highway, and he's very sensitive to criticism. So I think, you know, if you look at Elon's track record, nowhere in his track record does he ever really support free expression, and quite the opposite, in fact. And so you're right, you
wow.
know, he'll make these ridiculous
these
statements,
people just get on TV and lie
every single time for years and years.
Smile.
And
lie.
You know, kind of shows the opposite of what
okay.
he alleges to espouse.
Like, I don't know how this bitch wakes up every day and looks in the mirror. I mean, she just got on television and just spews lies, 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 and more lies, and smiles about it. I mean, you talking about a dishonest, evil bitch.
Yeah, so that's probably one of the most Looney Tunes arguments I've ever heard in my life.
Okay, yeah.
She's saying that Elon Musk is anti-free speech because he has fired employees at Tesla and Twitter that have spoken out against the company, which is something that basically all companies in America do. Essentially, if you go on the internet and you start talking trash about your company, openly disparaging your company, you will be fired, right? I mean, that's just not Elon Musk.
Yeah, she didn't. Great point. She didn't make, you know. If you go on there and you just talk shit, negative stuff about the company you work for, yes, you could get fired. And she failed to bring up those facts that they were actually talking shit about the company that they work for.
That's just what companies do. You're not supposed to do that.
Yeah, okay? Like, I mean, like, why would anybody still let somebody have a job when they're just openly and publicly trashing their job every chance they can get on social media or on video, whatever it may be. Like, hell yeah. You don't like your job. You hate your job that much. Then go find another one. Bye. Burn the road, bitch. That's how it works.
That's just what it is. Now, Elon Musk, again, what has he done that's so anti-free speech to Taylor Lorenz? Well, all he's done simply is just allowed a platform to have conservative opinions. That's
exactly
it. He allows a platform to have people who have opinions that disagree with the left, and apparently that's anti-free speech. Elon Musk exactly. is anti-free speech, according to Taylor Lorenz. Again, this is the delusional left, right? This is the world that these people are living in, and I'm going to show you guys in a minute just how crazy these people are in regards to this whole free speech thing, because again, they really do believe that free speech simply means allowing anything on the left, no matter what it is.
Exactly. And
we're going to get into that. And you have to censor people on the right.
Yep.
That is their version of free yep. speech. So she went and she wrote this article in response to Elon Musk announcing that he's going to grant general amnesty to a ton of accounts on Twitter. Basically, he's going to unban everybody, except, I guess, what he would deem to be super kind of extreme, you know, cases. Maybe Alex Jones is one of those people that he sees that way. But Taylor Rands wrote this article in the Washington Post in response to that, saying that opening the gates of hell. Musk says he will revive banned
accounts. No such thing.
Oh my God, so terrible.
Make believe.
Let's read a little bit of this, just a little bit. Elon Musk plans to reinstate nearly all previously banned Twitter accounts to the alarm of activists and online trust and safety experts. Internet.
Which, hold up, let me just plug this in. Which all those accounts, if I'm not mistaken, if I'm not wrong, were mainly conservative Republican accounts. But let's go.
Hall monitors, basically. After posting a Twitter poll asking, should Twitter offer a general amnesty to suspended accounts provided that they have not broken the law or engaged in egregious spam, in which 72.4% of the respondents voted yes, Musk declare amnesty begins next week.
So 70-some percent of the people in the poll believe that people who were banned for reasons they shouldn't even fucking been banned for in the first place should be unbanned. Wow. That sounds pretty fucking fair, if you ask me.
Twitter CEO did not respond Thursday to a request for comment from the Washington Post. The poll garnered more than 3 million votes. The mass
return 70% of 3 million people
for such offenses as violent threats, harassment, and misinformation will have a significant impact on the platform, experts said. And many question how such a resurrection would be handled, given that it's unclear that Musk means what Musk means by egregious spam and the difficulty of separating out users who have broken the law, which vary wildly by jurisdiction and country. Quote, Apple and Google need to seriously start exploring booting Twitter off the App Store, said Alejandro Caraballa.
Of course he did.
Quote, instructor at Harvard's Law Cyber Law Clinic. What Musk is doing is existentially dangerous for various marginalized communities. It's like opening the gates of hell in terms of the havoc it will cause.
There's no such thing as hell. That's make-believe, imaginary bullshit. But let's keep moving.
People who engage in direct targeted harassment can come back and engage in doxing, targeted harassment, vicious bullying, calls for violence, celebration of violence. I can't even begin to state how dangerous this will
be. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so, again.
So it's dangerous that somebody 300 fucking miles from you is tweeting you a bitch ass motherfucker or fuck you, or it's dangerous that somebody 300 miles away is tweeting at you. I mean, are you that sensitive and that fucking scared? Like, what do you think? They're gonna drive 300 miles just to come whoop your ass or take a plane 300, you know, like, get the fuck out of here. It's the dumbest shit I ever heard.
Where was this guy when you had all these people calling for violence in response to Roe v. Wade being overturned?
Yeah, I know, right?
Which was propelled by Twitter.
Specifically,
yeah. Black Twitter, woke
facts.
Twitter. They were all for the violence that happened.
Yes, BLM. Exactly.
Where
facts.
Was this guy at warning about all the harms and dangers that can cause?
Hold up. I could tell you where he's at. He's being a fucking hypocrite. That's where the fuck he was at.
Guarantee he wasn't saying anything. Cricket, silence. Again, so now they're trying to pressure Apple and Google to kick Twitter off of the App Store, right? To try to basically make it so people can't download Twitter anymore or access the app. See, this is what the left does. At first, it was, this is a private company. They can do whatever they want. when it was favoring them, okay? And the censorship was in the direction of the right. Now that Elon Musk has made it a level playing field, he's not even really censoring the left like that, or who knows, maybe he is. We're going to get into that just a little bit. They want to boohoo, whine, and cry about it. It's the end of the world. Let's try to go after the advertisers. Let's try to go after Google and Apple. Let's do whatever we can to destroy the app. We're not going to leave the app, right? We're just going to destroy it, right? We're going to destroy it. Because they know that as of right now, there's no alternative that they can go to in which they're actually going to be on a platform with people who disagree with them. They just don't want it to be an even playing field. They want the right to be out there. They just don't want it to be on an even playing field. They want their opinions to overshadow everybody else's opinions, right? That disagree with them. That's what they want. So, you know, there's an app called Mastodon that a lot of them are going to, and they're figuring out like, oh, snap, the censorship that we've called for has actually been applied by this left-wing app, which means that we're now getting censored for hate speech when we go out here and we spout anti-white racism, right? We can't just talk junk about white people in this app because of the censorship policies that we endorse. Oh, man, that's a problem, right? Again, it's funny how that works. But this is the type of citizenship that the left is afraid of that tells you everything you need to know about the left and what they stand for. Because I told you guys that Elon Musk, he is doing censorship where it makes sense. For example, he's trying to fix the child exploitation problem that Twitter has had for basically ever since it's been in existence. Okay, he's actually trying to fix this problem. He said this is number one priority. And it just so happens that Antifa accounts are getting eliminated, right? Because of this, okay? So let's read here. And this is what Taylor Lorenz retweeted, right? This is what she retweeted in response to this exchange right here, okay? Which this guy points out, Twitter is reportedly nuking pedo accounts. This is eliminating much of Antifa Twitter. Elon Musk says removing child exploitation is priority number one. Please exactly. Respond in comments if you see anything that Twitter needs to address. Matt Binder says, a lot going on here, but just need to point out that the supposedly neutral Elon Musk is affirmatively replying to a white nationalist who is smearing anti-fascists as pedos.
You know what? I've heard enough. I always said that they opened the floodgates with all this transgenderism and whatnot. Now they're trying to normalize pedophiles and shit like that. It was normal in Roman and Greek society thousands of years ago, but it's never been normal in American society or Western society. And it's always, I'm always going, you know, that's the thing. It's a tough one for me though, cause I'm a laws of nature guy. I'm a laws of nature guy. So like once a female is old enough to procreate, she should be old enough to procreate. That's how the laws of nature work. But mankind, and that's the thing. I don't know the typical age that a female is old enough to procreate. But like most of these pedophiles, they're trying to get with little kids, little girls and stuff that ain't old enough to procreate. Or little boys and things of that nature. So, yeah, it's disgusting. It's sick. If you're not old enough to procreate, I would have to say I'm against it. Because at least with the laws of nature, like procreation is procreation. It's part of the laws of nature. You should get rid of your pedophilia motherfuckers on Twitter. And, you know, this idea, like Democrats are so, they're hypocrites because it's not dangerous for people to rob people at gunpoint in these Democratic cities, apparently. It's not dangerous for these homeless encampments with drug use and needles and all the stuff that's going on. It's not dangerous for kids to walk upon that. But apparently it's dangerous for somebody 3,000 miles away to spew hate. Or to shit talk you or, you know, go in on you about something. I mean, sticks and stones may break your bones, but names will never hurt you. So y'all motherfuckers need to man up, woman up, stop acting like some little bitches and stop being so sensitive. Once again, thank you for tuning in, Paul Pickett Podcast, and I'm